The federal agency that regulates oil and gas drilling offshore has released a new analysis of development in the Chukchi Sea. The public comment period opened Friday on the latest plan. It's a supplemental environmental impact statement ordered by the courts, which said the initial EIS left out some important elements. The new statement had to look at the impact of natural gas development, not just oil, and had to determine whether missing information was relevant to the drilling proposal. A group of 15 conservation and Alaska Native groups filed a lawsuit challenging the original environmental analysis. Environmental group Earth Justice represented the plaintiffs. Anchorage-based staff attorney Eric Graffy says they were hoping to see more information from this new supplemental analysis.
We're disappointed at the Alaska region's quick publication of the draft supplemental EIS because it represents a business-as-usual approach rather than a new path that the Obama administration should forge, which is to let science guide decision-making in the offshore. And we think that requires that the Alaska region conduct research and studies to fill information gaps and meaningfully reassess the lease sale 193 decision.
Graffy complains that the information gaps pointed out by the conservation and native groups have still not been filled in. But the Alaska Regional Director for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, the agency that regulates offshore drilling, disagrees. John Gall in Anchorage says they did exactly what the district court judge laid out.
The judge gave that indication with regard to his statement that we would not need to redo the entire EIS. That, in fact, about a month ago, I believe it was, he told us that he expected we could finish our work by January 21st because, you know, in his view, that the issues were fairly narrow. And that is what we did try to do in the supplemental EIS, the draft supplemental EIS, which is, of course, out for comment.
Gall says more scientific study and research will still go in on the Chukchi since it's considered to be a frontier area, but that the judge did not mandate the agency to go further into the EIS.
The plaintiffs actually raised issues such as oil spills, climate change, endangered species, threatened eiders, issues of that nature. And again, the judge said that we did sufficient work with regard to those issues.
The supplemental environmental impact statement says natural gas will have the same impacts as oil drilling. It also says no more new information is needed to move forward. The public comment period on the Chukchi development lease sale is now open and runs through the end of November.